happened in Texas. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Federal investigators will try to determine why two World War II era planes collided midair and crashed into flames at the Wings Over Dallas Air Show. A Bell P-63 fighter plane clipping a Boeing B-17 at high speed. This woman witnessed it.
One plane flying faster than what it should have been and clipping I guess it was a bomber plane. I know very little about planes, but just saw the explosion happen and both planes going down.
It's still not clear how many people were on the planes. They're still counting votes in Nevada for a Senate race that could determine which party controls the upper house of Congress.
We got an update from the Clark County Registrar here in Las Vegas, and he says they are tabulating the final 22,000 ballots. Republican candidate Adam Laxalt himself tweeted today that those ballots here in Clark County will be absolutely critical and will probably decide the outcome of this election.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. In Arizona, Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Kelly declared victory over Republican Blake Masters. Kelly, in his victory speech, mentioned his predecessor, Senator John McCain.
And at a time when our state and our country remain divided, his legacy of building bridges and focusing on Arizona is an example of what we all should do and what we should look to.
The Arizona gubernatorial race is still too close to call between Republican Kari Lake and Democrat Katie Hobbs. Georgia will hold a runoff on November 6th for its Senate race. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Labor Department has filed a lawsuit to stop alleged child labor violations.
The Labor Department's alleging that a cleaning company hired more than 30 kids ages 13 to 17 to work in slaughterhouses and meat processing plants in Minnesota and Nebraska. A lawsuit filed in a Nebraska court Thursday states that the kids worked for a cleaning subcontractor, Packers Sanitation Services, at JBS in Grand Island, as well as in Worthington, Minnesota, and at Turkey Valley Farms in Marshall. In addition to working overnight shifts, the child laborers were handling dangerous power-driven machines and caustic chemicals. Several sustained serious injuries, including one 13-year-old who suffered serious chemical burns. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Nearly 50,000 workers at all 10 University of California schools may go on strike starting Monday. Amanda Quintana, Fox TV affiliate KTVU, reports.
The labor union says they've filed more than 20 unfair labor practices against UC, and they're fighting for things like pay that matches the cost of living, child care reimbursements, and expanded family leave. They don't have plans to end the strike until they get all of their demands.
We don't know when we're coming back, when the UC is going to stop breaking the law.
Mauer McDonough is a student researcher at UCSF. She and nearly 50,000 members of the United Auto Workers Union, which represents postdocs, academic researchers, teaching assistants, and tutors at UC schools, all plan to strike. The UC system has responded, saying in a statement online that they've given generous offers, including pay increases.
Employees say those offers are not enough. Authorities in Austria say 9 people have been injured in a hot air balloon crash on the eastern edge of the Alps. The Lower Austrian Red Cross says 2 of the passengers received serious injuries. I'm Joe Chino, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.